I'm going to read in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Then I'm going to turn over to John chapter 16. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give His angels charge concerning thee. In their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. In John chapter 16 and verse 33, These things I have written unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Then in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of death and hell. That's the one I want to talk about this morning. I read to you three passages of Scripture as regards to the one that this choir sang about this morning, the cornerstone. Now, we talk much about Jesus the sufferer. We talk about Him who's a man of sorrows. We talk about the one that was crucified, but I want to talk to you about one that's overcome everything this morning. I want to talk to you about a Jesus that has conquered everything this morning, that there's not one thing that hasn't been put under His feet. I want to talk to you about a Jesus that's overcome every enemy of your body, your soul, your spirit, that He left nothing undone. He who was one time abused and crucified by men, I want to tell you this morning, that's never going to happen again. There's never going to be another time when a man spits on him. He was one time, the one I'm talking about, led before men, but the next time, men are going to be led before him. There'll never be another time when they will abuse him, because he sits this morning on top of it all. We're a part, church, of the great army of a conquering Christ. As I want to demonstrate to you, the only one in history that is completely and absolutely overcome. We are a part of that. I think we're very much at the present moment like the servant of Elijah, standing on the mountaintop of faith, looking with wonder for His coming. I think that ought to be the thing that drives and governs this morning. As we sit here in this house, there ought to be an anticipation of the coming of the Lord. Everything seems to be winding down as far as the world is concerned. The thunderings of tribulation are sounding on every side. We're witnessing it all come together. The forces of evil are uniting for their last onslaught against the blood-washed of God. And an apostate church is reeling and staggering under the blows of hell this morning. But think out with me this morning. Thank God we're holding the line. The flag's still a-flying. There's somebody still a-looking. There's somebody still believing. In spite of all that's happening, all that's taking place, there are those that believe that what He did was permanent, what He did was absolute, and that those that stay with Him will finally see the victory. What days they are that we're living in. You and I just last evening thinking on this line of what tremendous days we're living in. We've seen the collapse of everything that man has put his hope in. We believe sometimes that it's changing, but it isn't. We watch the collapse of economic system, philosophers, empires, governments, all have failed. Civilization sit on the edge of a volcano waiting for an eruption this morning. All of it. The communist world seems to be in disarray. Down in South America, the whole thing has become a seething boiling pot. This nation lives on credit. All of it moves toward a climax with the Antichrist. Everything that we've watched, everything that we've seen has pointed up to one thing, that we live in a moment in time when the whole earth is about to be thrown into tribulation. Turn the pages of history. What do you find? All the great leaders of the past have gone back to the dust from whence they came. Not only they, but what they fought for. All the ideals that they fought for have crumbled and gone into decay. Napoleon, Alexander the Great, Charlemagne, the Caesars. Where are they? None of them are there. But thank God Jesus is still alive. They've crumbled. They've gone. Every ideal they brought, the great societies have come and gone, but Jesus alone, of all that have appeared on the scene of history, has been able to survive. Thank God Jesus still lives. He who was born in Bethlehem of Judea is the only conqueror of history this morning. All the rest of them, and all of them that will come between now and the day that He takes over, will fail like the last. He alone is the victory. The only thing that has survived is real salvation. And the only book that's not had to change its message is the Bible. Read all the textbooks of the world. Take medicine. All of it. Wherever you go. They've had to revise it all. And if He should tarry His coming, they'll revise it again. The only book that's not had to change its message is the Bible. And the only victor of history is Christ and those that are a part of Him. I want to talk about that Jesus this morning on behalf of those that sit here and those that will watch it by television. Take courage. Redemption draweth nigh. Children of God, there's a lot of things, if you look at the circumstances, that could discourage us this morning. But the Bible said when we see these things begin to come to pass, it's a time to look up, rejoice, for redemption draweth nigh. I believe that redemption is on the threshold this morning. He that the angels watched go and reminded the men that watched Him go that this same Jesus will come again in same like manner that you saw Him go, I believe that day is upon us. We need to live every moment with our heart filled with the hope and expectancy of that moment. What a day when He who pushed back the waters of the Red Sea will once more push back the stars and walk out to receive a church that's been faithful to Him. Certainly, we live in that moment of time today. Down the stars, angels will fall. Demons will say He's Lord. Everything on heaven, earth, and under the earth will proclaim in that day what you and I know now, that is a victor over everything. Christ has conquered for us. It wasn't for Himself, but it's for us. It is us that He says to, because I live, you can live. It was to me, He said, Fear not, I have overcome the world. It's not going to overcome me. I can tell you, it can press on every side. But when it's over and when it's all put in hell, I will survive because He survived. He stood that day with the keys of death, hell, and the grave and said to me, because I live, you can live. That's not just breathing air. He's saying that you have a life that's already overcome death. And that if you stand and live and walk, thank God one day I'll sit with Him on the throne of this universe. I'm here to tell you this morning that all that's come before Him has failed. But He never failed. He is more than a conqueror this morning. And because He is, He says, I am. Because He is. I'm in Him. And He's in me. We have a lot of fools in this country that are talking about folks in Christ having devils in them. I can tell you that no devil survived there. By one Spirit have we all been baptized into Christ. That's God. In God there's no darkness at all. I am here. He's in me. There's a rise and tide of evil. Plagues are come. The plagues of AIDS has men terrified today. I can tell you don't have to worry about AIDS if you'll stay in Christ. I said if you'll stay in Christ, no plague shall come nigh your dwelling. You make the Most High, the secret place of the Most High, your dwelling. And God has said, you are what He says you are. When the Holy Spirit put me in Christ, He told me to abide there. Amen. It was a miracle of God that put me there. But if I stay there, then God reckons the experience of Christ as mine. He looks at His Son, perfected, sitting down at His right hand. He looks at me in the same place, deity apart. No, sir. We're not going to be divine. We're not going to be God, but a glorified man He is also. That we're going to be, and as far as God is concerned, if you remain in Christ, it's already happened. He has overcome. The first place, He's conquered sin. Oh, I wish I could shout that till this golden triangle could hear it ring this morning. If I could shout it till the corridors of your being, young people, would echo with this message. Jesus Christ has conquered sin. I look at it rampant as it is in this world today. Darkness covers the earth. And gross darkness the people. There's never been a time in my lifetime when evil is it is today. As we witness the demonic spirits, child abuse, all kinds of things that are happening that you never dream would happen. But it's happening anyway. All a part of sin. But I'm here to report to you this morning that sin shall not have dominion over you. Thank God. You hear me this morning? I said sin shall not have dominion over you. You're not under law. You're not just under that which accuses, but you're under grace. You're under that which says, if you'll walk in me and let me walk in you, then those things that have straddled and shackled the human race for these thousands of years has been broken. You know, when the devil shackled man with sin, he had to laugh. I said he had to laugh because that demonic force knew that no sin could enter heaven, that the righteous would never fellowship with the unrighteous. All of hell laughed that day when the devil sold the human race into sin. By one man's sin, we're all made sinners. By one act of that devil, he sold the human race. He wrapped the whole race in sin, then sat back and laughed. Man has fallen, cried the devil. Man has fallen, cried the demons. And the echo was picked up in the regions of the damned because the devil thought he had destroyed us for once and all. Man has fallen, wrapped, enslaved in sin. The communion between God and man has been broken, answered the voice from the damned. It was true. Man was enslaved by sin. There's something took a hold of him that he couldn't shake loose. By nature, he became something that he wasn't before that crime. He became fallen. And his very nature was sin. Not just committing sin, but he became a sinner, hopelessly bound by the fetters of darkness. Amen. But the heart of God was moved with compassion. Oh, hallelujah. There's no story like this story, folks. I said there's no story like this story. I lived 27 years on the other side of this. I know what it is to be bound and held a prisoner in the prison house of hell called sin. I've watched them come into this house. I've watched them come prostitutes, homosexuals. I've watched them come bound by crack and cocaine. But I've watched him who broke the shackles of sin, set them free from that darkness, and put feet on a highway of holiness. That which hell hath bound, I saw broke. I saw it in my own life. 27 years of sin was broken at Calvary. I didn't know it till that night. But I'm here to tell you this morning, he has conquered sin. He has conquered sin. Moved by love no human mind could grasp, God sent his Son in the midst of a sinful world to break the shackles of cancel sin. Thank God he came to break it. The world was bound in chains, but the Lion of the tribe of Judah came to break those chains. Came to tell men, you don't have to live that way. I'm here to shout it from the housetop. May these cameras and this voice be heard across this triangle. You don't have to be bound. You can get up out of that crack den. You don't have to be bound by alcohol. You don't have to sell your body anymore. You can rise above it. He walked on sin. I can walk on sin. He overcome. I can overcome. He's the victor. I'm in him. I also am the victor. Whatever that problem, how dark that night. There's nothing he hasn't done. The world was bound in chains, but he broke it. Do you remember the battlefield? I said, do you remember the battlefield? Have you forgotten the conflict? I read it to you this morning. Recorded in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. It occurred on a mountain just above Jericho, where the walls fell that long ago day. Amen. It right there on a mountainside above Jericho. If I could only get him to sin, thought the devil. Amen. Met him in that wilderness. The Bible said he was led of the Spirit. And there faced the prince of darkness. He that had tripped up everybody that ever come before it. Not a human ever made a footprint on this earth that hell hadn't spoiled. You hear me? Not a one. There's never been a man on this earth that devil hasn't destroyed. And now he faces a Son of God, Son of Man, and says, if I can just get him to sin, I will have spoiled the purpose of God. It was there in this text that he met with the devil. Yes, sir, the devil really thought that he could get the sinless Son of God to sin. That day, Jesus and the devil engaged in mortal combat. That day that I read to you, he met the devil in the same way the first Adam met him. He met the devil. They engaged in mortal combat. All the angels of heaven waited the combat outcome of that. After 40 days, down the mountain came the victor. It was Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I said, after 40 days, down that mountainside, Jesus came. He's as sinless as he was when he was born. He's as sinless as when he dwelt with the Father. He's met the devil. He's overcome. He's walked on the devil. The shackles of sin have been broken. There's one the devil couldn't spoil. I said, there's one the devil couldn't spoil. And there, after 40 days, he's still sinless. He's overcome the temptation. The devil has been vanquished, triumphant, and crowned with humility. He goes to his hometown of Nazareth, and he mounts a pulpit, steps to preach. All of hell trembled as he stood that day, opened the book, and said, the Spirit have the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to set you free. I'm free, and I'm here to tell you, you can walk out of that prison house. Whoever you are this morning, wherever you are, He said that day, this day, this scripture has been fulfilled. The devil had never met one like that one. Everything that ever come before him, he had spoiled. Every human that ever came down the pike. But that morning coming down that mountain, Jesus the conqueror, I'm here to tell you he's not going to. He has already overcome sin. I said he's already overcome sin. And glorious, glorious news. He overcome by the same power that he gave me to overcome with. Thank God it isn't something out of your reach. He overcame by the same power. He met the devil as a man, not as God. He met him as a man. He met him in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he came that day to Nazareth to proclaim a victory that no man had ever won before. And he overcame with the same power that's available to you. He could have called a legion of angels and run the devil off of that mountain. He said that before he went to Calvary. It's in my ability to call 72,000 angels down here. I can route this. I can cover this country up with angels. But he didn't choose that. On that mountainside, faced that devil that everybody had caved in before him. He could have called angels, but he didn't. I said he could have called angels, but he didn't. He overcame by the power that he's given us to overcome. If it's not so, then it's not true when it said he was tempted in all points as we are. If there wasn't a possibility of failure, then there's no temptation. But he met hell in the power of the Holy Ghost. I said he met hell in the power of life. And he said, I'm a living, you can live in. Walk in the Spirit and hell won't knock you out. Live in God, he said, I've made a way for you. There is a way that seems right to man, but the way there leads to destruction. But there is a highway. Isaiah talked about it in the 35th chapter of the book of Isaiah. You can travel the Bible till you come to John 10 and verse 10. And Jesus said, I'm that highway. Walk on me. Hallelujah to God. And you like me will overcome. Oh, hallelujah. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. I said, His strength is made perfect in our weakness. He gave me the ability. Some of you are saying, maybe in this television audience, some of you sitting here this morning, can I really overcome sin? Can I really overcome sin? Well, of course, the answer is no, you cannot, but Jesus can. Oh, not only can, but I want to report to you, He has. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, we shout in the Pentecostal church this morning. Amen. Let me tell you something. Not only has, but can. Jesus can. Has overcome sin. Put your confidence in Him. His strength, not yours. Then all the untold thousands, who they are untold thousands, who have been beaten and trampled by the devil, but by the grace of God, can rise up this morning to victory. There's people here this morning. If I had time to take time for them to come and tell you where they was, all this week that old song's been a ringing in my ear. It has for months, but just seemed to renew. Roll back the curtains of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Thank God, remember I'm a human and a human forgets. But I can tell you when you're reminded, lost, mister, bound by hell. Feet fixed and couldn't turn. But I met him at an altar. I met him at an altar. He that overcomes sin, give me the ability to overcome. I walk with him this morning in the light of that wonderful Christ. He has overcome sin. And he says to everyone in this audience and that audience, you too, because I live, you can live. Because I've overcome, you can overcome. Jesus is victorious. He's conquered sin. The devil knows it. I know it. And the unbelievers in this, and the unregenerate in this audience believe it to be so. There is a way out of your problem. Thank God there's a way out. No matter how dark. You know, it's always the devil wants to make your case worse than the other. He wants to tell you there's hope for everybody else but you. But I'm here to tell you Jesus made a way for everyone in this house. But second, listen, He has conquered the world. Not only has He overcome and conquered sin, but He's overcome and conquered the world. Amen. Now you hear me. We're talking about something that belongs to the devil out there this morning for a little while. He runs it by permission. But He, Jesus, has overcome. He said, you're in it, but you're not of it. Thank God. It's all corruption around you, but you're going to shine as a light in a darkened place. There's no way that light shines so good as when it's dark as it is right now. Amen. There's a large sense in which the world we live in is spiritual and not merely physical. Isn't that right? There's a very large sense that the world we live in is maybe more spiritual than it is physical. Every now and then you read in the newspaper or you see on the television where some human being has what they call conquered the highest mountain. They've climbed to the highest mountain. That's what it means. They conquered that mountain. That means they climbed up on top of that mountain. That ain't what this Jesus is talking about. When it said He overcome the world, mister, He lived on the planet He made. The Bible said by Him and for Him was everything made that was made. He made this planet. Lived here for 33 years but walked over very little of it. He's not talking about conquering a mountain. That's not the sense. I'll tell you, the world He conquered was a world of hate, a world of murder, a world of malice, a world of divorce, a world of incest, a world of sin. My God, He met it. I said He met it. Head on, mister. He met that. He met everything that torments. He met every jealous spirit. He met every envious spirit. He met ever adulterous spirit. He met every sorcerer. He met it. He overcome it. He broke it. Now He says to me, you can walk on it. Thank God I don't have to pop pills to live in this world. The world He overcome was that world of envy and hate, strife. Amen. He met them in open combat. Stepped out the victor. He met them one by one or all at once. It didn't matter. He stood there in the name of the Father and overcome. Hallelujah. Hear His words to all that trust Him. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. Hear me. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Why should I be of good cheer and I know I'm going to have tribulation? Because I have overcome the world. You're in me, I'm in you. I've overcome, you've overcome. I live, you can live. You're more than a conqueror in His name. That's what He's saying to me this morning. He has overcome the world. The world is no friend of grace to help us on to God. You hear me? I said the world is no friend of grace to help us to God. It's an enemy of God. The world we speak of this morning, it's a devil's world. I'm not talking about where the grass grows. I'm talking about this world, this system, this thing that hates God. Amen. It's a world of the devil. The devil rules by permission. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. If you didn't know it, there's going to come a time when the righteousness of this golden triangle will be as sure as the waters cover that Gulf of Mexico. The devil runs this thing by permission, but there's coming a day in the not too distant future when righteousness will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. That's a promise of the Almighty. Right in this book, stand true to God. Listen, the devil rules by permission, but you and I are ruling with God. It's still true that a soft answer turns away wrath. Stand true to God. Live as high as you testify. And tomorrow God will walk out of you. Live as high as you testify. Stand true to God. He has overcome the world. And I heard a voice in heaven saying, now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of His Christ. For the accuser, listen to it, the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. He overcome sin. He overcome the world. He says, because I have, you can. No, you don't have to make an excuse. It seems to me that most of the preachers, amen, rather preach why you have to sin than tell you can live above sin. But I'm here to tell you this morning, He's made a way. I said, He's made a way. Thank God, He said, I met it, I broke it, and if you walk with me, you also are a victor. Amen. Our brethren is cast down. Listen, but third, He conquered sickness. You don't hear much of this. I said, you don't hear much of this. We got it all mixed up today. I'm glad whatever man is able. God give man a brain, and man figured out a lot of things. Amen. He's figured out, you know, man cut an artery and bleed to death. They learned how to tie the end. Not on that. Man live. There's a whole lot of things that man has learned because he got a brain. I ain't got no arguments with them folks at all. But I'm going to tell you there is a healing stream that came from Calvary. Thank God that broke the shackles where little 8-year-old babies with cancer that system says there's no hope for. I'm here to tell you there is a hope. I said there is a hope. I know people that ought to be dead and they're living. Hallelujah. I ought to be dead, but I'm alive. I want to say to you, He overcomes sickness. It doesn't matter. There's going to be people go to hell. There's going to be people lost. But that don't mean He hasn't overcome sin. That doesn't mean He hadn't made a provision. That doesn't mean that the victory hadn't been won. There's going to be the Demases that love this present world more than they love God and turn back to it. But that doesn't mean He hasn't overcome the world. There's going to be folks sick that don't get well. But that doesn't mean He hasn't overcome sickness. I'm telling you, with His stripes we are healed. Or this book was misprinted. I said this book was misprinted. There at Calvary and the ordeal of that, He overcome sin. He overcome the world. He overcome sickness. Hallelujah. Matthew 8:17, the great physician said, Himself, quoting Isaiah the prophet, Himself took our infirmities and bore our diseases. Glory to God. That's your Bible, Matthew 8:17. Talking about Christ, Himself, Jesus, took your infirmities and bore your diseases. Jesus came and destroyed the works of the devil. The Bible said He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. I tell you that that's a work of the devil, folks. Sickness is incipient death. Death was brought by sin. He that conquered sin conquered the results of sin. That's sickness. Listen, sickness is a result of sin. Not necessarily personal. Everybody gets sick don't mean they got sin in their lives. You may have. If you have, you know that. I'm not here to say that. No, no. But if there had never been sin, there never would have been a sick human on this earth. That's what I'm telling you. Sin brought sickness with it because it brought death. By one man's sin, death passed upon us all. But by one man's righteousness passed to all that will accept that. God made a provision. Himself took our infirmities and bore our diseases. He met everything. You know what that means? He took that TB. He took that AIDS. He took it all. Whatever. I mean, He bore it away. Thank God He said it can't take a hold of me. I was reading during the time of the bubonic plague, when it was murdering most of Europe, a great preacher believing in God, handling those bodies, said when they died, that they'd just foam out of their mouth as they died, billions and billions of those viruses would be coming out. Amen. But he showed to the doctors, he put a bunch of it in his hand, let him look under a microscope, and it died. All of the bacteria died in his hand. He said, it can't touch me. Amen. While I walk in this faith, I don't know know whether that's tempting anything or not, but I am telling you, it couldn't touch the Savior. I said it couldn't touch the Savior. He met it all. He overcome everything that ever come against me. I said He overcome everything that'll ever come against me. According to Galatians chapter 3:13, He said, we have been delivered from what? The curse of the law. You know what the curse of the law is? Read Deuteronomy 28, reads every known disease to man, all the way from the gout to the itch. Amen. Everything to man. Amen. The devil comes to try to put up on us, but God has said to us, I've delivered you from the curse of the law. There's no freedom on this earth like the freedom from fear. There's some of you here sick and you're afraid. There's some of you afraid you're going to get sick. But Jesus said, I've given you victory over the thing that you're afraid of. Oh, how we need to have confidence. I'm not talking about a live forever gospel. I'm talking about I can live here long as God wants me to live. If I live in the will of God. Amen. If I just walk with God and understand that I don't have to be afraid. I said, I don't have to be afraid. I can walk, I can live, I can breathe because of this. Amen. This law, listen to Paul. The law of spirit and life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8 and 2. The law of spirit and life. That's what he said in Isaiah 58 and 8. If you walk in the spiritual man, your light or life will break forth as a morning, and your health will spring forth speedily. Amen. Because the law, our spirit of life in Christ Jesus, has made us free from the law of sin and death. We're talking about a life that makes men free. Listen to this. Fourth and last, I want to shout this truth until it echoes across this triangle, till every human being feels it. Christ has conquered death. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. He said in my text this morning, I'm He that was dead, and I'm alive forevermore.